Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of a fresh start. It's the hour and the season of the moving of the Spirit. And you will see that Father God will do a new thing deep down inside of thee. For this is the season and this is the day. And yea, this is the hour where you will see that Father will do all that he has said concerning thee. Stay focused in this season. Don't let your emotions control you, but you control your emotions. As you're moving about in this hour, and yea, even in this season. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee, that he shall guide thee, and he shall lead thee. It's a time and a season where the Lord says, follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. For your prophetic anointing, your gift shall be strong and also quite sensitive. For the Spirit says, I'm going to bring peace to disharmony. I'm going to bring peace to some kind of a discontent situation. For the Spirit says that I shall also begin to increase thee, and I will cause you to rise up. He says, do not let anyone cause any outburst of anger, because it seems as if that you're going to be more vulnerable to criticism than usual, even in this hour. Stay focused. Because if you allow that to happen, then before you know it, or before the month is up, there will be some kind of apology that will also be needed. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, use great wisdom, and I will cause you to step into a season of new opportunities. And you will see the hand of the Lord in an unusual way. As I go deeper into the Spirit, I heard the Lord said, this is a season of new beginnings and yea, even new opportunities. For I am yea, even moving in this hour. And yea, I am even moving in this season and even in this time of your life. For the Lord says, you're going to find some new connections that is coming your way. Can I tell you that Father says, stay away from jealousy? Or there could also be jealousy around you, I'm sensing by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says, don't let anyone or anything upset you or invoke your temper. It's important that you stay in the kingdom, that you stay focused. Be still and know that God is God. Don't rush into anything. Wait and see and trust me. Do your thorough investigation of all the pros and all of the cons. It's going to be very, very key as you're moving about in this season and yea, even in this time of your life.
Prophet Albert, what is the word of the Lord to Prophetess Antoinette John, who has documented her seed tonight?
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Antoinette. I just hear God saying that this is the time that you're going to begin to write the plan and write the vision and make it plain. God says he's doing a great work in your life. He's doing a healing in your body, in your mind. He's touching your son. And I see some things going on in the home, in the house. Changes for the better, changes that's going to be good and bring forth great adjustment in your life. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. And Prophetess Antoinette, I hear Father God says, get on your mark, get set, and get ready to take off. Because Father God says this is the season of visibility. And I hear Father God saying we've been misunderstood, we're the perception has been unclear. I hear Father God saying this is the season where I hear Father God saying guard your mind, because I hear Father God saying be not deceived, because Father God says this is a season I'm looking at families and I'm looking at some associates. I hear Father God saying deception is around the corner, yet Father God says be open to it. For Father God says it's going to grow you, you're going to learn. And Father God says it's going to be the season where your discernment. Father God says you're going to be spiritually discerning some things in this season, and you're going to call it all blessed. Because Father God says you're coming out of your Job experience, and you're walking into the land of prosperity and blessings. And woman of God, I see someone peeking around the corner at you. I hear Father God saying someone's been watching you. And Father God says they're about to approach you. And it shall be a blessed situation. And that is the word of the Lord. But woman of God, I want you to go through the last chapter of Job tonight. Because God is testifying to you what you're walking into. So you may as well just pack your boxes, because that home and house you've been looking for you and your son, I'm in Jamel's room in your new house right now, your house. And I'm looking at this is very interesting. I'm looking at a wall that's been painted. It's like a navy blue in one section and a cloudy light blue in another section. One side has stars. I'm looking at his telescope on his desk. I'm looking at a room for a scientist. So, woman of God, just get ready. Whatever you've been praying for, I'm looking at the furniture. I don't know if you're into leather, but why am I in this living room with leather couch and sofas and things of that nature? So, woman of God, just get ready for what God has for you. It is just the beginning. Woman of God, it's still upon, but Father God says it's part of the plan because it's going to bless you and not curse you. As we said earlier, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. It never said that the weapon will not be formed. It's going to be formed, but it will not prosper. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I hear the Spirit further saying unto me that this is an hour where you might even be taking a trip just to get away. Now, as you move forward into the month of November, it shall be a time of building. It shall be a time when you're going to begin to reorganize some things. It's a time where the Lord says, use wisdom and be careful with your finances. It's a time where the Lord says, be not stubborn. Don't let negativity have its place in thee. You'll also begin to see that, yea, even in the month of November, that November shall be a time where your mind is going to be moving at like warp speed very quickly. It shall be a time where the Lord says, be disciplined and follow through your projects with completion. Ideas and things are going to be popping in your head. Things will be coming to you. Some will be of me and some will not be of me. It's a time where the Lord will say unto thee that others will also be attracted to you. The opposite sex is going to be attracted to you. Use wisdom and don't play into the game of temptation. Do not be irresponsible in your thoughts and your feelings, but also in the things of the flesh. I'm just telling how the Lord says use wisdom. Guard your flesh. Guard your mind. Guard your thoughts. It's going to be key. So the Lord says that it's important that you use wisdom in that. It shall be a time of new opportunities. It shall be a time where the Lord says, guard your words. It shall be a time of improvement. It also shall be a time where you're going to see expansion and promotion and money. And you'll be making a name for yourself. It shall be a time where the Lord says also get out in theater and go to the arts and places of that nature, because your creativity is going to be strong during that hour and yea, during that season. God says, do not dwell on the things of the past, but prepare for the future to all what God is bringing your way. Quickly, as I go into the month of December, the Lord says he's going to bring an opportunity, but don't let frustration have its place in thee. You have impressed some people, some of whom are now ready to offer you a blessing and an opportunity. For this is your season, and this is the hour, and the moving of the Spirit. Change shall be around thee. Change, saith the Spirit of the Lord. God bless you. I have so much more that I want to talk to you about 2015 and beyond. Peace and many, many blessings.